Good morning. This is WISN's remodeling show. I'm your host, Paul Kronforst. Saturdays from 7 to 9 each week, we feature different guests. And each hour, a different guest on this two-hour show. Callan is here with Marie Owens, one of the many talented designers. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
And welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
This is the first time I've seen you and have talked to you on the show since you won a gold award. This is a personal award for a project you did.
Yes. It's always so fun to go to the gala event, and you're on the edge of your seat, of course, not knowing
it's like the Oscars.
If you've won or not.
Yeah, you did win.
And I did.
Kudos to you. And I believe Callan took a gold, a silver, and a bronze.
Yes, very
back
exciting.
It's the NARI event. So you are members of NARI. We'll mention that. And once a year, it's the Wisconsin Remodeler Awards. And before we get into today's show, I just wanted to congratulate you because these are judged by out-of-town folks that have no idea even who did the project.
Correct. Right. Trying to be very unbiased, obviously, only looking at the paperwork in front of them.
And great photographs.
And photographs, yes.
And your particular was a residential interior, and they also have these categories. Yours was $100,000 to $150,000. That should give us some perspective. It's a pretty good-sized job, I would imagine.
It's a pretty good-sized job, but, you know, jobs are costly these days, so that reflects that. It was a fun project. Back in time, it's on a lake, and back in time, you know, the old cottage was there. Previously, maybe 10, 15 years ago, a previous owner added on a huge house surrounding the whole cottage.
Without taking the cottage
without
down?
Without taking the cottage down. You couldn't even see the roof anymore. You couldn't see anything, but the interior stayed the same. So they did a lot of complicated roof-on-roof construction. So the current homeowners wanted to upgrade that space to what the main house was at this point in time. So it's a bonus second kitchen and entertaining space, but it's also the space for, because remember they're on a lake, they have overnight guests frequently, family or friends. So they have their own bathroom, bedroom, suite, kitchenette for guest or large party entertaining.
Oh, I'm guessing a challenging job from a design standpoint?
Design was very fun and smooth and interesting. The one very fun thing as we toured the house originally, the homeowner was so excited about one element that repeated throughout the house, a window seat bench.
Ooh.
And a really fun surprise, I got to integrate that into the kitchen. No plan at all. All of a sudden, there it just unfolded, and she almost had tears in her eyes when she saw that.
Where she can sit down,
yeah,
cup of coffee.
Well, you know, it was just very cute and wonderful. Cup of coffee. Someone could join in the kitchen,
sure,
sitting down right at the window looking. So that was a fun element.
We have a large bay window. Some people have done that with bay windows, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And put a cushion on it or mm-hmm, whatever, and there you are sitting seemingly outside because of the way it juts
right
out from the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you won a gold.
Yes, that's exciting.
You know, they make these announcements. I emceed this show many years, Marie, and it's a big deal. First off, yes, it's judged by somebody completely out of the market, and it takes a lot of work on it. The length of a job like this, Marie, how long would that take?
Oh, the actual, from start day one of construction till the end, we're probably about 12 weeks, roughly.
Is that on it? You do a lot of kitchens and baths, right?
8 to 12 weeks, yeah.
And this was more of, this is like a whole first story, remodel?
Well, you know, remember it's the whole, that part of the house story.
Yeah.
You know, there's a big, big house surrounding.
Very
it
unique.
Also. Yeah, that was unique and fun.
So the original cottage, how old was it?
Oh, date old. I don't remember.
Very
I apologize.
Old.
Yeah, very old.
Because a lot of these lake homes, they're raised or just kind of stripped down, and we start over by building these. Mm-hmm. And many of those lots are small.
Right. This was had a pretty good sized lot, so that was good.
What a neat story. So congratulations on
that.
I did see a Facebook post. You can always keep tabs with Callan and what they do. A lot of neat stuff is on their Facebook page, but callcallan.com is the website you want to check out. C-A-L-L, and Callan is C-A-L-L-E, and check out callcallan.com. Fantastic showroom in Muskego, 131st and Janesville Road. And Marie, as we talk today about trends and colors, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, anticipating a couple weeks from now at State Fair Park is the annual Spring Home Improvement Show. We are going to give away tickets today. I told you this, right?
Yes.
Five pair. So get ready if you're listening. Not now, but at a designated time. We've got 10 tickets, so five pair of tickets. And producer Spencer will be manning the phone lines on the remodeling show. You know, I mentioned you're a designer, so one of the many aspects of your job is coming up with color. Hmm. Is that something that you ask them, that you contribute? Or even in general along the way, how much... Do you ask more questions, in other words, than give advice?
That's very, very wise, yes. I always like to find out where they're at their design idea, mm-hmm. point of reference. Sometimes they don't have a direction, and then it's important to ask, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you want it to blend exactly with the house? And or do you have a color palette? And take it from there. Like I said, some people have no idea. Some people come with almost the exact picture of what they think they want.
Do you mind that as a designer?
I like it both ways, yeah. You know. And your conversation goes different both ways, you know.
Yeah, the pictures can come from anywhere. There's so much online right now. How is a big one.
Pinterest.
Your own site, callkellen.com.
Yeah.
Ooh, just click kitchen and bathrooms, and you'll see a lot of just cool pictures. You can get ideas, but isn't the whole point of remodeling, it's so unique as opposed to building a new home where you've got a million things to choose. Remodeling is just, let's say we remodel our kitchen. You do a lot of those, Marie.
Right.
Every detail, every aspect, you get the pick out.
Yes. And it's always a blend between what is excellent and blending with the house and how can you push it to make it more interesting and their own personal space. Obviously, they're remodeling because, A, it's just dated and old for one reason, but they may have a totally different function and idea of how they want to use the space than the previous homeowner. So those are the questions that are important to follow through and help them think about what is the use other than just cooking. Who's cooking? You know, who is the main cook? How do you entertain?
Are there kids, teens?
With? Right.
How many? You're exactly right. Two of you living in a house is different than five or six in mm-hmm. a family that's busy mm-hmm. with the daily grind of, you know, really kitchens can get beat up if you think about it.
Kitchen is one of the most functional rooms, used rooms.
And a bathroom.
The house and the bathroom. Absolutely.
I think on a daily basis. So the fun part is picking out all the colors mm-hmm. and talking about that. Do you like the word trend, Marie?
You know, I kind of dislike that mm-hmm. word, but I'm thinking about it more and more because there are trends. And it is a compromise between, like I said, blending with the house because I don't like it to stick out like, oh, my gosh, we remodeled in 1923 and it looks like that. But you can certainly intersperse some interesting, fun, different elements while having it look like it belongs to the rest of the house is always my goal.
I loved your answer. You get caught up in trends, then you're just, I mean, why? First off, what do you like? Not what does the rest of the world
right.
like? That being said, you want it to look nice. I think that's where you come into play. Mm-hmm. You tie it all together, but I certainly could give you my favorite colors and say, could you work these in?
Right. Right.
Cabinets are a little bit of everything now, stained, and some are painted.
Stained, painted, and a blend is really interesting. You know, to put a splash of color in, such as frequently the island may be a different color than the rest, and it may be just a stained different color, or it could be a painted color. You know, I suggest don't be afraid to bring in some color, green, blue, gray, and or white with wood tones. If you have wood stained trim throughout the house, that's a great way with the blend to introduce new fun elements into the existing structure of the house. Sometimes it could be all the lower cabinets one color or wood finish, and then maybe the tall ones are the same. Or you introduce it with some open shelving. people crunch and start crying a little bit when you think about open shelving. However, it's a great way to introduce a different element than just wall-to-wall-to-wall cabinets.
What a great point.
And then someone will say, but I don't want to have all knickknacks or dust. Now, think about it this way, Paul. If you decide that that's where you're putting your main dishes that you use all the time, you're using them all the time. Yeah. They're not going to get dusty. They're easier to put back. I mean, you don't have to open doors to put them back. And they become an interesting, colorful element to add texture and interest to the kitchen rather than just wall-to-wall-to-wall cabinet.
It also showcases some of those dishes, too, if that's your intent.
You could certainly use it for showcasing dishes.
Coffee mugs I've seen on open shelves, yeah.
But if your dishes are coordinated nice in color, you know, you want to bring an element of color in, blue. Your dishes are blue. Now we've added that element of color without making it a permanent part of the kitchen.
And it still looks somewhat streamlined. You said not all knick-knacky. The term minimalistic, is that the right way to pronounce it?
I think that's good. Minimalistics is a little bit of a trend, I think, rather than knicky-knack things. And it's a little more streamlined.
Even people that design homes, you know, the Frank Lloyd Wright design, mm-hmm. totally all those straight flat lines, right?
Right.
As opposed to dormers and gables, and it's all about what you personally like. So I love this discussion. I think you have to enter everything with an open mind.
Right. And it's very helpful if clients have an idea that they're also open-minded, because there's ideas out there you may not have thought of. So
what you just said.
It's the, you know, the back and forth where we get the best design, when we're both listening and thinking and observing what the other's ideas are.
When you threw that open, you know, shelving and having think, I did think, oh, I don't really like that.
I got to dust it. I got to, you know. And it's...
Or it clutters up the, you know, everybody talks about keeping your countertops clean and maybe a vase or something just to make it look nice, right? Well, life happens and you end up with a couple post-it notes here and there and things like that. But overall, until you mentioned putting dishes on it, I had a different visual. Right. Now I completely have a different thought once you explained it. So you got to approach everything open-minded.
Yeah, and that's the thing. First, and I'm not afraid of someone that just has I can't do that. Because I might even circle around a little bit later with that idea. Because at first it seems foreign. Like, no way would I do that. And then it might settle in and maybe it won't.
I think of the early parts of the century, right? 1920, 1930. You'd see kitchen in these old TV movies or shows, and a lot of stuff was open on the shelf. They didn't have fancy cabinets even in back up until really, I don't know, 70s, 80s. Every decade has its look.
Right.
The 90s cabinets, the oak, heavy grain. I don't know what we're in right now. Like you said, it's a little bit painted, a little stained. Wood is timeless, Marie. Would you agree?
Wood is classic. It's timeless. I'm actually finally going to be redoing my kitchen, and my husband and I having the same debate. You know, should we add a bit of color in? He's winning. It's all going to be traditional wood, you know.
Cabinets, too?
And the cabinets. Yep. And sometimes the kitchen does not lend itself to nicely blend it, you know. If you don't have an island, sometimes it just doesn't work to mix colors.
Not everybody does have an island.
Yeah. We don't. Well, correct. We don't.
Space is a consideration, although you have ways, very skilled ways to maybe take walls down, maybe open up rooms, right?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, Callan does some jobs. Just take a look. Maybe that dining room that's not used. I'm sure that's a conversation people have. We're only in there 3 days a year. Why do we have it?
Yeah, and not even as much. I'm seeing more spreading the kitchen. You know, a typical 80s house has the dinette, the kitchen, and then the dining room. We don't need both tables, so it's always a debate, do we open the wall between the kitchen and the dining room, and or do we just spread out and use that dinette space to enlarge the kitchen?
So this is the debate of open plan versus contained rooms.
Right.
And everybody hears, this is what I hear anyway, Marie, that open concept is just in. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to be. Really? It can be kind of whatever you want in your home, right? You can still contain spaces.
You can still absolutely contain spaces. Some chefs, the cook, the main person cooking, doesn't like to be cooking in front of people. You know, kind of stay out of my space. You're making me nervous. So you really want to think about what your needs and your personality is also.
Well, if you entertain a lot,
and if you enter,
that really plays into you're in my way. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say you have 25, 30 people. Think back to the holidays over Christmas or Thanksgiving, and I know summer's kind of around the corner. That's a stretch. It's only February.
It's a bit there, yeah.
Yeah, but we're inside a lot in winter, and if you entertain, you certainly need to keep that the traffic pattern into play. So when you talk about opening up a room or containing it, you're also talking about. If you do divide a room, do you keep the flooring throughout?
You know, once you start really opening that wall up, you probably need to continue the flooring into the next room.
It just looks better, doesn't it?
It really, if you want them to flow together, and in general, flooring is different than it used to be 30, 40 years ago. People used to look like at each room should be its own definition and different flooring. Now the concept, and I love it, and this I don't ever want to call this a trend. I think the home will look so much more open if the floor continues throughout the whole first floor in one type.
I remember ranches in the 70s kind of had carpet everywhere, right?
Right.
Even some kitchens and baths had cool. You cringe at it, but they did. And down the hallway, the ranch house I grew up in was built new, but Marie, the hallway was the same carpet as the kitchen, but we had three bedrooms, and they all had different carpet.
Right.
So you saw that choppy right by the door. Mm-hmm. It does look choppy.
It looks choppy. It does something psychologically to your mind when you're walking through that versus having it open and it feels more open and continuous.
And types of floors, Marie, do you use LVT, the luxury vinyl tile or plank, a lot?
Very much. Yep. I'm not afraid to go back to a traditional hardwood sand in place floor either. You know, they both have their place, particularly when we are in ranch homes and that floor may exist already. Let's use that. Polish it up, sand and finish it, and add to and blend it. You know, a true hardwood floor. You've just cut down the cost of your flooring considerably when you might open up the rooms.
Okay, let's say we're in that kitchen. You've got the hardwood floor. You extend that beyond the kitchen, wherever it goes, a hallway.
Sure.
Maybe there's a half bath on that first floor somewhere, powder room it's called.
And there's reasons to do LVT or LVP, the plank. Yep. Also, good floor. Absolutely. A nice floor.
I know you think of vinyl. It's not, if you haven't seen it, please go to that Nary show. You'll see it on display.
They make some gorgeous pieces. Yeah. We just put a couple new floors in our showroom. And I look at it and I go, that is just very, very nice looking floor.
It does look good. I know some people are true wood people and they're going to want the wood cabinet. They're going to want the wood floors. Mm-hmm. If your heart's set on it, you probably go with your gut, right?
There's pros and cons to each, depending upon cost and your gut, absolutely.
Yep, you said cost. I was going to say budget, which kind of dictates a lot. Mm-hmm. So, Marie, in 2 weeks, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let you pick a number between 1 and 30.
A game.
It's a game. It's a game that will say whatever number you pick, that will be the numbered caller that wins. And I'm going to give away, right now we'll do 3 pair of tickets, and then we'll save the rest for the later in the show. 3 pair of tickets starting at whatever number you give, and then the consecutive. So Spencer's going to be a little busy for the next 5 minutes. So pick a number.
5.
Oh, you're being nice.
I know.
You're being so nice.
Nice to Spencer.
Spencer's jumping up and down in there. All right now caller 5, caller 6, and caller 7. Those 3 callers on the AdventKnows.com talk and text line here at WISM 799-1130. You will get a pair of tickets. The first 3 callers starting at 5 get a pair of tickets to the Spring Home Improvement Show. This is put on by Nary. Callan is a member. It's a fantastic program. Kicks off the spring. They do a fall show as well, Marie. I think this is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Bigger than 2. And you'll see a lot of contractors, a lot of neat stuff. It's Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th, and the 19th. That's a couple weeks from now. And all you got to do is call in. Callers 5, 6, and 7 right now on WISN. Then we'll come back, and we're saving a couple pair for late in the hour. With Marie Owens, designer at Callen, I'm Paul Kronforst. You can reach out to Callen by going to callcallen.com, or you can call Callen at 414-529-5509. More with design trends and products, kitchen and bathroom design. We'll discuss that more on WISN's Remodeling Show right after this. Back with WISN's Remodeling Show, Callen Construction, Marie Owens. One of them. How many designers, Marie?
Four, right? One, two, three, four. Yes, at this point.
Paulette comes in from time to time, mm-hmm. right? Now, we should mention Callen does a lot of exterior work, windows and doors.
Right.
And quite often, Christopher, one of your exterior guys, are here. Callen does a lot of fantastic kitchen and bathroom remodeling. In fact, Marie won a project, won a gold award just a couple of months ago at the NARE event, the Wisconsin Remodelers Award. So kudos to Marie for that residential interior work as a lake home that she described earlier in the program, between $100,000 and $150,000. Yes, budget's a concern, and you got to start with that. So we're talking about these designs of these great projects that Callen does, and it's more than just filling walls with cabinets. You know, you can do that. Oh, you pick a countertop, and we talked about flooring, Marie. There's so many other elements that go into designing a kitchen or a bath. Can we get too busy and have visual overload?
Don't you like those words? I just thought of that.
Visual overload. I love that term.
It is very fun because so many people just want to keep throwing more and more and more and more interesting elements in, particularly in lighting. Let's put the lighting above the cabinet. Let's put them all on. In design, you always want to have a bit of a focal point. And where does the eye go next? Where does the eye go next? Your mind and eye does not want to be overloaded. So there has to be some rhythm and focal point.
Don't want it to be a rock show, lights and fog and the whole
right.
visual. You know, you think of a fair and a circus where it's just Las Vegas, the Strip.
Right.
That's visual overload.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your kitchen to be
emotional
like that?
Emotional overload. Yeah.
Very emotional overload. By design, that's what they're going for. I get mm-hmm. it. But in your kitchen, it's got to be right. functional, but you also want it to look very pleasant and aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So one of the main focal points can always be, not always, but many times be the hood. Many people think, and even a stainless steel hood can be the visual impact concept. But think about it. We can do almost anything you want to design. It could be, sometimes I do what I call a soffitted hood, where it's a soffit box with a fireplace-like mantle.
Mm.
Now, that the soffitted box, it's hard to visualize, but that becomes a color or different textural element. And now I can put not too many knickknacks, but a couple of things to display on there. So I don't have wall-to-wall, just cabinets going on and on, all the uppers. Let's mix it up a bit and have some interest without overloading it.
And that's where you could introduce new colors too, right?
New colors, new textures. Sometimes it could be a worn metal type hood. It could be the different tone or color. It could be the painted with some sort of texture, place to put some artwork. So that can be one of the most interesting elements. It could be more mission looking. It could be more colonial-ish or Victorian, you know, whatever.
Should that kitchen fit the style of home, Marie? Is that important?
I personally think that's very important to have that continuity, but mix it up a little bit.
And I think people know what we're talking about, right? You talk about the style of home, the century it was built in.
The century it was built in.
It's a 100-year-old home. You're different than remodeling a home that is 20 years old.
Right.
And
right.
you are remodeling homes that are early 90s. That's
you
now
know, the fun,
30
yeah,
years old.
Some very old. I've done late 1800s, which are really interesting.
Well, there too. And you're, you know, Callen does it all. So if you full turnkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
We hire Callen. They bring in the dumpster. They got the plumbers, the electricians. They do it all. You design
That's
it.
That's totally where we shine, is coordinating the whole project together in a timely way. we orchestrate things well.
Professional.
Thanks to our production team. Hats off to them. They're excellent.
Do people know? I do not have to disclose, but I can, that Callan has done a lot of work in my house. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, various endorsements over the years with Callan, everything from windows to a large bathroom project where we added space and a walk-in shower. Maria, our last one was a front staircase and foyer. A loft, the maple stairs.
Yeah.
We did add some lighting. Careful not to overdo it.
Right.
Also, the lighting we did, you don't always have to turn on all the lights, like you said.
Correct.
So pick and choose, because lighting is very detail-oriented. Under cabinet lighting, is that something you do almost all the time?
You know, the interesting thing, it's always a little bit about budget. If I place the recess lights correctly, right in front of me and kind of overhead hitting the countertop, the under cabinet lights are not as mandatory as you would think.
Which is, I think, task lighting, we call it.
Yeah, but they're a bonus. You know, if budget can afford it, they're very nice because then the whole counter does.
When you're cooking or if you need them, do they always have to be on? The answer is probably no. The recess cans are in the ceiling.
Right, placed correctly, like I described. Yeah. And then you throw it up. I think it becomes more interesting with just decorative lights if there's a place to put them over the island or peninsula. That adds that element of interest in the lighting.
Gone are the days of one lighting fixture in the middle of the kitchen.
If you tell me the age of your house and where it was built, I can usually describe all of those details, and that was very predominant.
Like late 80s, early 90s?
Right.
That big, right in the middle, that was it. And
that was it.
Eventually, now you're seeing pendant lighting hanging over islands. Mm-hmm. Recessed can lighting, I think, is almost timeless. I wouldn't be worried about that being...
Yeah, I'm not... That's very just functional. That becomes the task part of the task lighting.
And then you talk about the use of LEDs, which they last forever, mm-hmm. Marie. Is everything LED?
Pretty much at this point.
They've softened up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make a nice, they even have bulbs now that you can change the color of them. And that's important.
I think there's everything that comes out that's new. People are a little bit hesitant. A new product. We talked about luxury vinyl plank and tile. Until it kind of evolves like lighting did. LED lighting looks much different than when it first debuted. But that getting back to those two words, and you came up with this idea before the show, talking about a visual overload.
Mm-hmm.
That may mean something for you and something different for your friend. Everybody's got a different opinion of what overload is. Again, it's your kitchen, Marie. When you're done, they're living there. It's not yours.
Right, right.
But you certainly can help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
How detailed do you get in your plans?
Very, very detailed. You know, good question. Because in general, when we're planning, I will always start with the big picture. Where are the appliances going as a starting point? And how much countertop space do you need? Are you baking a lot for a big area? Or, you know, that's the big picture. And then we narrow it down right down to pretty much what's happening almost in each drawer. And where are you putting your pots and pans? Where are you? And the electrical. So it's a big picture, then narrow it down to a lot of detail. When we put our plans together, like in a bathroom, I will even put the height of the towel bar on so that you don't have to be bothered by someone during construction. Where do you want this?
Oh,
you
know, or worse, it's installed and I go, that's not where I wanted it.
That's not where I wanted it.
Or just assume that we're on the same page, right?
Yeah, no assumptions. If I ask the question, I will put it on the plan so that everything is detailed right down to where that hardware is placed on the cabinet drawer or door.
You could have, you know, let's say you have glass doors. That's going to be on the plan. Mm-hmm. It's going to look like a photo of a kitchen.
Yeah, a 3D photo.
Mm-hmm. The colors, obviously. The countertops we haven't even talked about yet today, but solid surface, quartz, part of it.
Quartz or granite, still solid. Quartz is probably a little bit more happening right now, but they're both still great tops.
Does anybody put cutting boards built in anymore?
Some pull-out cutting board. Sure. Sometimes in a smaller kitchen, that actually adds to your countertop space.
You got space now to work on.
You got a little more space.
And you could tuck it away when you're not. That includes all of the bells and whistles in a kitchen. And other areas too. You mentioned bathrooms. We haven't really talked about much today, but where do you put everything? The soft touch doors and drawers,
almost a given these days.
Yeah.
But nice feature.
Wonderful features.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen them, what about if you have space, are people putting walk-in pantries in their kitchens?
That's kind of a luxury. We don't really usually have space for that. But I love a walk-in pantry.
Boy, if you've got the room, right?
You've got the room.
Lazy Susan's, rapid fire questions. Lazy Susan's still in?
Lazy Susan's, if it's the right kind. There's a particular type of Lazy Susan with the pole down the middle, and it's a plastic drum, flimsy, not so good. And that it's amazing how much that pole in the middle of the space gets in your way.
Oh.
Versus there's a shelf there with a Lazy Susan, and it's more permanent. It functions way better, more sturdy, and there's no pole through the middle.
There's so many things, Marie, that have to be stored. It could be a blender, it could be a toaster oven, now the air fryers. Coffee pot you think of as a daily thing on your counter, unless you want to put it away. But where do we put these things? We've got to have some space. So the kitchen island is one area, Marie.
Yeah. And, you know, every kitchen doesn't have an island, but every kitchen we do talk about where is your stuff really going.
Right.
You know, make sure there's enough drawers in the lower level parts. The base cabinets is just totally the way to go, in my opinion, because you just pull it out, everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to think about there's a limited height. If we have huge, huge soup pots, where are they going to go?
And
that's the level of detail we need to get into.
This is Wisconsin. People like drinking beer and wine and beverages and maybe even mixing some cocktails. If that's the case, where are you doing it? Do you ask these questions? Do you need a little area that I don't know what you'd call it.
I would call that a beverage center, beverage center.
And that could be one of those smaller refrigerators that's just called a beverage refrigerator.
Right.
I like the look of that. I know they're functionary. They hold beer, soda, water, whatever you want to put, wine, a wine refrigerator. Now, that's a different temperature usually.
The wine is usually a different temperature. Yeah. They even make them the temperature variable, so you can put the reds and or whites in the same. I mean, there is some range of temperature.
And true wine connoisseurs, it's got to be just right and breathe properly. Or are you just having some beers for your buddies that, you know, the big football game's coming up, right, next weekend. All right, coming over, help yourself. That way they don't have to walk into the kitchen, Marie.
There you go.
And get in your way as you're getting everything else ready. Real quickly on bathrooms, before we take our next break, I just want to throw out in general bathrooms. Kellen does a lot of kitchens and baths. Trending.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say it. What's trending? Because I know the big tubs aren't really a thing anymore, Marie. So then is it all about the shower and can we make that bigger?
Shower, you hit the nail on the head, very frequently taking the big unused tub out unless you really use it. You know, not too many people really use it, and it gets hard to get in and out. So making showers bigger, getting rid of tubs, and then what do you do with the big space of the tub?
Again, early 90s, big explosion of the jacuzzi or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
The big jets too, now they've gotten smaller. But what if I want a tub? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yes, there's few and far between, but there are some people that actually like to use a tub. By all means.
Can I admit it? I've got my hand up in the air.
He does. That's interesting.
I like, especially in these colder months, if I'm outside in the snow, be it walking our dog or cleaning or shoveling, I come in, nothing like sitting in a warm tub.
Then you get one.
But Callum put one in.
Yay.
The old one was peach, and it had brass fixtures and a faucet. It had to come out, Marie.
Yeah,
it had to. There was some tile that was actually pinkish around it. You can imagine those colors. And this was when we bought the house. Now, 20 years ago, the house was at the time a 10-year-old home.
Hmm.
So if you think about it, yeah, we want, the question was, do you want a tub? Will you use it? Absolutely, yes, mm-hmm. but not every day. What I will do every day is take a shower.
Right.
And I wanted a glass, and I wanted it to be a little bit bigger. Your guys took care of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty normal these days. Now, if you don't do the tub, let's say I would have said no tub, you could have really made the shower bigger.
Right. And, you know, definitely making sure the shower is adequate size. So often I've seen big tub and shower so tiny, a human being can't hardly turn around in it.
Yeah.
So what to do with the other space? There's one I was just designing, and they only had one sink. So we're taking putting another sink over on the other side. And I don't love double sinks side by side that but...
The his and hers.
The
kind
his
of thing.
And hers. You know, my elbows don't have enough room. Your stuff is coming over on my stuff.
Get your flat iron out of my shaving area.
Exactly. But on the other side of the, you know, where the tub was, and we're adding a little bit more storage over there. That's an answer. Adding storage, one time I have done more of a let's put some dresser kind of space where it's almost my first stage of dressing, the undergarments. And
in the
like that.
Right in the bathroom.
Right in the bathroom.
I like the idea of open. It's some vanities with the, you know, the towels rolled up.
That is a nice look.
I love
also.
That look.
And people again get afraid of open. Well, your towels have to go someplace, and if you get them coordinated, which most people do, it adds a lovely, softer texture and color to the whole bathroom.
It really does.
So don't be afraid of some open shelves in your bathroom either.
Yeah, bathrooms have changed. Yes, we need to use them for the things that we do in bathrooms, but we also want them to look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And along those lines, again, flooring, what would you say we do in most bathrooms?
I'm still doing mostly tile.
And what size?
Generally larger,
yeah.
Unless you need to and want that more vintage look.
And there, but, too, you could angle it. You could. It depends on the patterns.
And again, the wood plank look, but it's tile, is very popular.
When the tile meets the baseboard, Marie, does that baseboard then that blends probably into the master bedroom as well have to match that? Because you don't want it to look like real choppy and it was just remodeled, even though it looks nice and new. You want it to blend.
And the interesting thing in bathrooms, especially the base, frequently I'm going to a tile base if it's a tile floor. And the main reason being that overspray a little bit that happens, the moisture around the shower, within years that wood can start looking a little bit like it's been too wet often.
A little black.
Tile will eliminate that. If we want more of that wood look, as much as we want it to blend with the rest of the house, frequently you can paint in the bathroom the millwork without, even if it's not in the rest of the house.
Yeah.
You know, you have license because it's a definite change from room to room to do something different like that.
Marie, I got so many questions. We got a break, and we've got to give away two more pair for the NARI Spring Home Improvement Show. It's two weekends from now at State Fair Park. Callan will be there. They're a member of NARI, of course. And call callan.com. Marie Owens, my guest, a designer at Callan. I got one more question quickly before we leave the bathroom. Heated floors. It was cold this week.
I knew you were going to bring that up because Paul is all about his heated floor.
And
he
guess
loves it.
Turning up the thermostat on those floors this week. Me, I went up to 83. Got up to 83, and that was hot, almost hot to the touch.
Right. Now, you just keep yours on a thermostat all the time.
I do.
And it will fluctuate. Yeah.
In summer, we turn them off, of course.
Oh, of course.
The air conditioning's on.
It's
want
a wonderful luxury. You know, think about... And it is more of a luxury element to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you need to want to reduce costs, that's one way to do it.
It's like when you buy a car, there's options.
There's options.
Yeah, those heated seats aren't in every car.
It's, yes, absolutely. More so these days. But
yep.
But the time when I think it's really, really important that 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I got to run to the bathroom, and I don't have that much clothes on, and I don't have slippers on yet.
Cold.
To have that warm on your feet is very nice.
It's an electric mat, I believe, right now that you're using under that tile, and it is so nice. And yes, you can vary the temperature with a thermostat. Just something to consider if you're remodeling a bathroom or a kitchen, for that matter, with tile.
You could, but it has to be tile. I do not like tile in kitchens.
Yeah.
That's just too hard of a surface for standing.
Yeah, for standing on
your
knees. There's so many things that you're bringing up that you don't think of. Mostly you think of how it looks, but, you know, how is this going to play out in the long term? And these are things designers bring up. Marie Owens will be back. We're going to give away 2 more pair of tickets. Don't call now because we haven't opened up the phone lines. To that Nary show in 2 weeks. With Callan Construction, I'm Paul Kronforce. This is WISN's Remodeling Show. We are back with Callan Construction, my guest, WISN's Remodeling Show. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Paul Kronforce. Marie Owens, a designer at Callan, talking about kitchen and bathroom design. Where does it all start? What's the beginning of a project, Marie?
That is a very good question and a little bit stumping me slightly. You know, one of my clients was asked that online. She was showing off her kitchen, and she said, start with the appliances. Start looking, but don't ever make any final decision until you've talked to a designer. And I think that is rule number one. Don't make any final decision. I think you start with browsing and looking at pictures just to see what's out there, get ideas, understand what you are drawn to, and then start looking for a designer and a company that you feel comfortable with.
Boy, we haven't mentioned appliances yet today, have we?
No, we haven't.
Floors, countertops, cabinets, and trends and colors. Appliances are a big part of a kitchen.
Very big. Right. So. And you know, there's some fun appliances out there and different colors, but you can get trapped into, if you want certain colors that are not stainless steel or white, you can get trapped with, you have to have the whole, all of the pieces, the same brand, the same, GE only makes a certain gray. It won't match with other
silver grays. That's a good point.
So you can get very trapped in the function of that piece and have to stay within the same line.
Stainless steel is very popular. I know it's timeless. I get all of that. Mm-hmm. But you're right, there's different types of stainless steel. Right. And you don't want to mix and match. You mentioned white as well. We did allude to the beverage center, but there's dishwasher, the fridge, right? There could be a wall oven.
A single or double or combo with the microwave.
Where does your microwave go in a kitchen?
That is a very good question. My least favorite appliance in the whole wide world, which I try to avoid at most cost, is what I call the micro hood. Remember just before we were talking about such a nice statement you can make with the hood, and you've just thrown that out the door. They're not as functional as people think. I'm always reaching over hot things to get to something up above. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
My least favorite appliance. It should go someplace else. And they make drawer microwaves.
They do. The drawer microwave is really neat.
Which is really neat.
And again, when you don't, just put it away. Almost like a dishwasher is, you know, built in. Mm-hmm. It's not in your way unless you open it up and load it. All things to consider when remodeling kitchens and bathrooms. And Marie Owens, pick a number between 1 and 30.
10.
Number 10, Spencer. He's working now. He's working. Here's what's going to happen. Caller number 10 and caller number 11 right now get a pair of tickets. We got the final 2 pair of tickets to Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. It's the Nary Show, and it kicks off the 2023 Nary season. Good stuff. Callan will be there, and that's caller 10 and 11 on the AdventKnows.com. Talking text line 799-1130, 414-799-1130 with Marie Owens from Callan. We'll be right back on WISN. WISN's Remodeling Show. We wrap up hour number one thanking Marie Owens, designer at Callan Construction. Hey, your showroom is fantastic. It's open today.
Yes.
I want to guess 9 to 2.
Yes. Good guess.
9 to 2 are the hours. 131st in Janesville Road in Muskego. In 2 weeks, Callan will be at the Nary Show at State Fair Park. We gave away tickets for that. That was fun. And Marie, you'll be at that show.
Yes.
I wish you luck because that's always a lot of fun stuff. You talk, it's a lot of work.
It's fun work, though. You know, yeah. It's enjoyable talking to people. It's a great time for people to get to kind of feel out, do I feel comfortable with Callan or Marie
as a
designer?
Yeah, you'll see the products. Remember, there's all types of people there, windows, the HVACs, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of seminars and features. Nary puts it on. It's in 2 weeks. So look up Callan there or please stop by their showroom. Go to callcallan.com. There's a Facebook site you can like and be a part of that. Get updates or just call Callan at 414-529-5509. And one more thing, Marie, congrats on your gold award that you won a couple months ago.
Thanks again.
Good stuff. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Will do. You too.
Thanks, Marie Owens, and I'm Paul Kronforst, and we thank you for joining us. Don't go anywhere. Our number 2 coming up on WISN, the remodeling show, continues after the news.